Good afternoon, Rogers Jewelers. This is Lori.
I'd like to complain about the $25 watch battery that John put in my watch.
Oh, you have the wrong place, sir. They're not 25. You can go ahead and bitch all you want. I don't care.
Oh, she's
I
funny.
Just work here.
There you go. Is he hearing you in the background?
He's actually at lunch right now.
You know, it does not matter what time of day I call. That man is always out to lunch.
He's almost gone. He's in the basement eating.
I just happened to go on to the, Indie Channel, and I saw his situation.
Oh.
And I'm reading everybody's quote-unquote helpful thoughts.
Oh, yes. Did you get any helpful thoughts?
Actually, I did like the one response from one of the jewelers. What was his name? John, I think his name was? Rob. Rob. From the Diamond Center.
Hmm.
It was, basically, we take pride in our, we're sorry that you felt that way. We do take pride in our work and the quality that we do, and we do more than just, change the battery. We, there's a little bit more involved, and, we're not the cheapest, we are the best. I was like, I like that. Yeah.
I think that's the one we looked at. I think we all agreed on that one.
Yeah. The other ones
like
are a
all,
little... Well,
but, you got to come back to, as a professional way about it, without being too cocky.
Yeah,
but,
you have to remove the... You can't be defensive. As soon as you get defensive,
right.
All that's going to do is open you up to more criticism, to be quite frank. And what you're trying to do is acknowledge it and move on,
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And he's said that before, we're not the cheapest, but we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
You want quality work or cheap work?
Yep.
So, yeah.
Anyway, I figured it was a good excuse to give you guys a call and see what's going on anyway.
I think that's funny. It's funny, though. We don't get a lot, really, on the price, which really amazes me.
Right. Well,
I'm really shocked. I'm happy, and then also what he's done this year also is when people bring in watch repair, batteries, links, it would be done the next day.
Yeah.
That we get a little bit of scuffle about. So what do you mean you can't do it today? Can I come back in a couple hours? No, I said it'll be done tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, I used to. Yes, I know you did. This is what we're doing now.
Yeah.
They get a little upset about that. Not a lot, but we do get some that don't like that idea. And usually it's the people that are retired. They have nothing else to do in their world. That they can come back any time.
True. They'll think, the one person that did it for me was able to do it in 5 minutes. It's a very easy, I really do appreciate that. And if we didn't have extra work, I realize you're not seeing any customers here, but when it comes to repairs, John has to do it. He's got ring sizings. He's got ring retippings. There's other
people. He's got to wash his hands, get up, wash his hands, do a watch battery. And then go wash his hands again before he touches that repair he was working on.
Yep.
It does take time out of the other repairs, And I usually tell people, I said, it'll be ready tomorrow. You just come back at your convenience.
There you go.
You don't have to make another trip tomorrow if you're not coming back. I get it. Because most of our people, they don't live here in town. They travel within 20 minutes or more. You just come back. If you're only in town once a week, fine. Come back then.
Yep.
No. But it's working out okay.
Good. Good, good. I've got a buddy of mine down in Florida, and all he always complains. He's like, oh, all we are ever doing is, he's like, people just come in with bags of them, and that's all I'm doing all day long. And I can simplify that for you instantly. And he's like,
oh,
how's that?
I think people bring in bags of them,
And I was like, charge more. Just all you have to do is, it's very easy. You check to see how much business you do in a certain time frame, And then you start raising the price, and you do it for like 60 to 90 days. And what you do is you reflect and you go, okay, in this 90 days, this is how many we did, and we made this much. In this 90 days, this is how many much we did, and this is, you know, this is how much we made. And you keep on raising the price until the point where you're not overcompensating. Like, your price increase allows you to do less and still make the same. So, and then once you've tipped the scale too far, then you draw back. No big deal.
No big deal.
Yeah. Anyway, tell him if he needs me to give me a call, but
yeah.
I was just calling to harass him.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, my cousin bought the earrings. They'll be in Friday to pick them up.
Oh, wonderful. I'm glad those worked out.
All set. Yeah, yeah. I called them today because I got the appraisal done on it, and they'll be back because they live up in the UP of Michigan, and they're going to be heading down south, lower Michigan, so they're going to stop.
It's
so kind
of
a little out of their way, but you will make the trip if you want your earrings.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they didn't go. I've got you guys might know them, Erickson Jewelers. They're also
in Iron Mountain.
Yeah, yep.
Mm-hmm. So I have not been there, but I drove by it.
Oh, it's... Number one, the entire staff is sensational. I mean, they're genuinely just the sweetest people. But the store is beautiful. You should absolutely go there.
It's in a strip mall.
No. It's on Main Street.
Did they move?
Yeah.
Okay,
a couple years ago.
It's been years since I was up there.
Oh yeah. No, you like if you're interested to see it, Randy and Sherry are the owners. I always compliment her because she has a picture of like the before, the building before, and then once they did, and it's such subtle differences, but she really did see beauty in what most people would not have seen beauty, like the
potential.
Before it, I'm like, why would you? She's like, I've always loved that building, and then you see once they redid it, and it's not entirely different. It's just like she definitely molded that out of clay type of an attitude.
Sure.
So it was cool. But yeah, if you're ever in that direction, I would highly recommend.
Yeah.
Just tell them you're another IJOer. They are the sweetest people.
I don't have any reason to go that way.
Oh, I didn't know.
The only reason I was
there.
No, I don't. Actually, the reason I was up there was we were at a family friend's wedding.
Oh, all right.
That was the only reason we were up there. I call him a kid because he's my son's friend. He got married, so he was good friends of our oldest son. So that's why we drove up there for that. That was the first and only time I've ever been that far west of the UP.
Oh,
that far
right.
west. I've been northern, but yeah. So yeah, I know of them. But
I've never been there. I've only seen the pictures of it, but I'll get there someday.
I know you've never been in Michigan.
No, I haven't. Other than
I know. I keep telling you, you need to get over here.
other than stopping at the airport, for a layover. That's the only place I've ever been there.
Yeah, like in Detroit.
Yeah.
So.
All right, ladies. All right. Go back to work. Tell them I say hi.
Yep, will do.
Thanks,
Lord. Take it easy. Bye.